How do you handle separation from a spouse with mental health illness?
Yeah, oh, that's challenging and is all too common, unfortunately.
Hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Next question we got. How do you handle separation from a spouse with mental health illness?
Yeah, oh, that's challenging and is all too common, unfortunately. And I know that we see a lot in the media the term narcissist, divorcing a narcissist or co-parenting with a narcissist. But I know that that's a very infrequently imposed diagnosis. But there are a lot of people out there with tendencies toward narcissistic traits or other diagnosed mental illnesses. So I would say two things there is one, set realistic expectations for how that party is going to behave because their mental illness is undeniably likely to impact how they go through this process and how or whether they're able to regulate their emotional response. I would say be prepared for the worst. And so that means making your attorney aware of the specific issues and concerns you have over the spouse. Consider whether there are safety concerns. Sometimes this provokes eruptions and emotions that turn into potential violence. So you'll want to have a safety plan, maybe consult with a domestic violence support and advocacy group to have a set of plans to in case an emergency arises and you need to invoke those safety plan issues. And I would say that that set your own expectation levels to a place where, I mean, some people, if they're having mental illness challenges or having mental illness management challenges, because some people have diagnosed mental illnesses, but they manage it well. And that may mean that there's not really a major difference between divorcing someone who doesn't have a mental illness diagnosis. But if they're not managing their mental illness well, I think as the spouse of that person, you and your attorney need to be prepared for protracted and delay tactics, for perhaps crazy or unfounded allegations being brought out by the other party in the context of the divorce, and kind of just trying to anticipate so everybody can be best prepared for navigating sort of the rocky road that people who have unmanaged mental illness conditions can sometimes place in front of their spouse as they're going through an emotional thing like a separation or a divorce. So it's pretty challenging. I would also recommend you have a good counselor in your own corner, and that doesn't mean you have mental illness, but just to support you emotionally through that process, and maybe even consider a divorce coach. The counselor and the coach have different roles and they support the clients in different ways. But I think it's important to have a bunch of supports in your camp, including your attorney and a good law firm with some good client support professionals who are not lawyers that you can lean on that aren't going to bill you for their time. But line up as much added support as you can if you're going to be going through a divorce with somebody who's not managing their mental illness symptoms well.
Yeah, that's something where you're always trying to educate people. I didn't know in my divorce this idea of a team where your lawyer cannot be everything for you. So whether it's a coach and a therapist, invest this time in yourself because it's going to be a challenging run.
Yeah, and not only building that team, it sounds like the more professionals you're engaging, the more cost there is. But keep in mind that your lawyer is probably the most highly paid person on your team. So, and your lawyer isn't trained to be your therapist. We sort of unofficially, learn how to be emotionally supportive and do empathetic listening and feedback and that kind of thing. If you're good at what you do in family law, you learn some of those skills. But I would say put the workload on the people who are trained to do it and free up your lawyer to do the things that they're expert at, which is helping you lawyer through this divorce and protect your interests and get the best possible outcomes for you. you know, that's why in my law firm, we have everyone in the firm is a certified divorce specialist. So they know how to support clients, even if they're not mental health professionals or lawyers. So we have a dedicated client concierge on every one of our cases. So the client, when they just want to vent or be frustrated or talk about a disturbing event that they had with their ex-spouse or soon to be ex-spouse, they can lean on our client support specialists or concierges. And those people are not paid by the billable hour. They're just on my payroll, but they're there to support and, you know, hold hands and listen to the venting, which is an important part of, you know, dealing with your emotions as a client when you're going through the legal process of divorcing.
I'd never heard that. That is a great idea, because there's no better way to burn through money than spending 4 hours on the phone with your divorce attorney billing you at $500 an hour to complain about what your ex did. You could probably get 10 therapy sessions for the equivalent of it.
Yeah. And it's not that, you know, me personally or any lawyer wouldn't be empathetic and want to listen to you and as a client and make you feel better and allow you that moment of, you know, screaming, crying and laughing all in one, you know, hour long conversation, which is what happens. Look, I've been through a divorce too, so I know how that goes, but it's, you know, probably not the best use of their financial resources. So I don't want to sound like I'm not empathetic, and I don't want to be bothered by people's emotional stuff. It goes with the territory, and of course we deal with it all the time.